State officials have just unveiled their strategy to address the growing problem of prescription drug abuse. That strategy calls for increased public awareness, more funding for treatment programs, and, again, a statewide prescription monitoring system. That piece of the strategy has been blocked by lawmakers several times. State senators will take it up again at a hearing tomorrow. Joining us with more is Tim Rourke. He's chairman of the Governor's Commission on Alcohol and Drug Abuse Prevention, Intervention, and Treatment, which developed the strategies in this report. Tim, welcome to All Things Considered.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
The latest statistics don't look good for New Hampshire. Why is this state so apparently susceptible to prescription drug abuse?
Well, I think prescription drug abuse is happening all over the country and has really been seen as a national epidemic. In the state of New Hampshire, we have a few unique challenges that have made it difficult for us to get our arms around the problem. We are one of the only states in the country without a prescription drug monitoring program, the only state in New England. It's very difficult for us to be able to assess when drugs, prescription drugs, are being misused, when there's doctor shopping and things of that nature. So some very common sense approaches to preventing prescription drug abuse and preventing prescription drugs, we don't have at our disposal at this time, although that's being worked on.
This has been unsuccessfully proposed before, but I did see in the study that more than half of the people taking prescription drugs for non-medical uses were getting them or taking them from people they know. So it wasn't they were getting them through a pharmacy. Are those people going to be found if a monitoring program is put in place?
Perhaps not, but I think you're right that that's one of maybe a number of strategies or issues that are causing this. There is an educational piece that needs to be done with the public, as evidenced by the fact that when you look at prescription drug take-back programs, New Hampshire collects a significantly larger percentage of drugs in total than many other states. People are being educated that leaving unused prescriptions in their medicine cabinets or throwing them in the trash is not the best thing to do. And a piece of our strategy really talks not just about the monitoring program, but increasing opportunities for education, taking back a prescription, unused prescription medication when somebody determines that they have used what they need and they no longer need that prescription anymore.
These strategies have been tried in other states. Mm-hmm. What does the data show? How long does it take before you start to see results? The rate of abuse starts to go down.
I think pretty quickly. And I think, again, some of the work that's happened in the state of New Hampshire over the last couple of years has really ramped up very, very quickly with a lot of public awareness. We looked at youth data in particular to really drive an understanding of what the scope of the problem is. And many of the surveillance tools that look at youth substance use are only now beginning to ask the question around prescription drug abuse. So there may have been progress over the last few years to drop the rate, but we are only getting a sense of usage rates now. So we've got a baseline to work from. Our commission's hope is that we can reduce prescription drug abuse by 15% within 5 years. I think that's very attainable.
Some of the recommendations in the report are fairly easy to set up. You mentioned the prescription drug take-back programs. Mm-hmm. Those can get off the ground relatively quickly and without a whole lot of expense. There are others, though, that would require more funding. I'm thinking of the treatment programs or potentially establishing more drug courts. Funding is often hard to come by these days. So how much of an impact could funding have on dealing with prescription drug abuse in New Hampshire?
I think funding is a significant piece that requires some attention and conversation. I think we need to look at the cost of doing nothing. I think we bear a significant cost of prescription drug abuse in public safety. I think we bear that in our health care when prescription drugs that are needed for effective pain management are diverted from the system. And I do think that we need to really look at a return on investment, that if we can create an environment where people who are struggling with opioid dependence get access to the services that they need, it will ripple into other benefits within the community that will in the end save taxpayer dollars. So I certainly hope that this becomes a topic of conversation as we approach budgetary decisions in the next biennium.
Tim, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Tim Rourke chairs the Governor's Commission on Alcohol and Drug Abuse Prevention, Intervention, and Treatment, which has just released its report, Call to Action, Responding to New Hampshire's Prescription Drug Abuse Epidemic. You can find a link to that report at our website, nhpr.org.